The following podcast is brought to you by Iconic Nation Media.
Welcome to Unpacking with Jennifer. I'm your host, Jennifer Sattel. This is the podcast where we get real about all the things, from raising kids and managing family life to balancing work, endless activities, and somehow keeping your home organized through it all. As a mom and a professional home organizer, I know firsthand how overwhelming it can be. But here's the thing, organizing isn't just about pretty containers and tidy shelves. It's about creating systems that work for your busy life so you can spend more time enjoying your family and less time searching for lost shoes. Each week, we'll dive into everything from decluttering your home to simplifying your schedule, handling the chaos of kids' activities, and finding that elusive balance between work and family life. Because let's be honest, we're all trying to figure it out. Welcome back to Unpacking with Jennifer. This is my very first solo episode, which I'm very excited about. And make sure you've listened to episode one. Since this is my first solo podcast, I wanted to just talk a little bit about myself or a little bit of a snippet of what's been going on in this last week. And one of the things we did talk about the last episode was surprising my husband and finally, after 6 years of us being married, 12 years being together, finally pulling the trigger and just getting my name changed and starting the process. And I want to say this, I dreaded it more so because I didn't want to go to the DMV and I didn't want to do all the stuff that a lot of us just think are terrible. And the DMV to me is like watching water boil. So I did some due diligence on the internet, and let me just tell you what I found. A company, it's called Newly Named, and I went to the website and I did some homework, and obviously if there's any questions about it, I can provide information, but they do everything. So they send you what information they need. If you want, it's $99 for the kit of all the stuff that you need, and they basically handle it for you. I'm sure there's going to be, I haven't got that far along yet of if I need to go, what I need to sign. Of course, there's going to be things, but you provide them marriage certificate, you provide them all of these this information, and they actually like digitally fill out all the forms, et cetera, et cetera. I'm just in the process of sending them all the information that I need to have changed. So once I get a final of what exactly takes place, I will be more than happy to share it with you. But the ball is rolling, and that's what makes me happy, so I can surprise my husband on Valentine's Day and let him know that this is happening. So that is my follow-up to a little fun thing that we, Kimberly and I, decided to announce to everybody. And now we're going to get the ball rolling, and David's going to be so excited, and I'm so excited, and that's what I wanted to share with you. So with that being said, Unpacking with Jennifer, we are going to do exactly that this first episode. And just like when you walk into someone's house, or you feel when you walk into your house and it's very unorganized, or you need me to be there and I walk in, where do you begin? That's the first question. You know, a lot of times they're like, I don't even know where to start. And it's just chaos, anxiety, overwhelming, all the feelings. What's really nice when I walk into people's homes or when I have conversations via Zoom or whatever, you know, I have no emotion going into people's homes, or when I listen to their story, I have empathy, but I don't have emotion. I don't have that connection that makes me kind of paralyzed on where to begin. And then what happens is we don't begin. We just leave it. It's stagnant. And then months have passed or holidays have passed or whatever. So I'm going to kind of start the same way I do when I go into someone's house, is where to begin. One of the questions I ask either in person or on the phone doing consultations, whatever, is what is the room that gives you the most anxiety? What is the room that literally makes you want to poke your eyes out when you walk in? Some people can say, oh my gosh, it's the playroom. And we all know toys, toys, toys. They're never not getting toys. But for me, I always say to them, if they're not sure, I always feel the kitchen is a very important room because it is the heartbeat of the house. Everybody eats, everybody drinks, you're packing lunches, you're making food, everybody gravitates there if you have people over. So a lot of times when we're unsure, that's a room that everybody will see is the kitchen. And so a lot of times that's where we start. Sometimes they just want to focus on a playroom, or they just want to focus on a closet because they can't find stuff, or their kids' bedrooms. You know, there's so many avenues I can talk about, but I just want to kind of have you guys understand when I walk in, how I see it. And sometimes it helps to guide when we don't know, if I can just say, hey, let's start with the kitchen and go from there. And you can just see like some relief because maybe they weren't sure. When you are looking at the big picture, it is also very overwhelming. All of this is overwhelming. When you walk into a room like the kitchen, people see all the cabinets, then the pantry, then we have to work on the dining room table because there's always that pile of papers that gravitate towards the counter, and the counters are always full. And I just say, let's focus on one area first. And I just draw the simplest picture for you. Sometimes I start with the pantry, go through everything. So one thing that I do with any room, I touch everything in that room. Even if you've told me you've touched stuff before a few months ago, or I kind of organized this a while ago. And yes, you may have, but I touch everything because sometimes we find things that we didn't know we had. There's food in there that's maybe expired or you don't even like. It was gross. It was open, whatever. I go through every drawer, even those terrible, terrible, terrible junk drawers, which, by the way, I feel most kitchens should just have one of those. But in some kitchens, larger kitchens, you'll see two or three of those. And it really is just a bomb where everything goes to die. So I will go through all of that and find homes for all the stuff that really doesn't need to be in that junk drawer. I've had clients tell me that they don't want to get rid of anything. They just want it to be organized. But once I start pulling stuff down, they realize, well, I don't even drink coffee anymore. Do I need 127 coffee mugs? No, let's pare it down, whatever you're comfortable with. You know, purging obviously does help with the organizing part, especially when it is busting at the seams. Sometimes it's truly just unorganized. But purging is something that I do strongly suggest because there are kids' cups and stuff that you just hung on to. And yes, if you're not ready, that's fine. But there's always stuff to get rid of. Those wedding presents you never opened that are at the top above the stove that you got because on your registry 15 years ago, you really wanted to have a china set with all the matching stuff. You eat on paper plates now and you don't really know what to do with it. And no, you're not going to just get rid of it, but maybe we figure out a way to utilize that, bring it down so you actually can use it maybe on a special occasion or something. Because I will tell you this, and I tell all of my clients this, and you can take it with a grain of salt, but if something's in a box and it's high up and I wanted it, but it's in the box, I'm never going to use it. And if I don't use it, chances are you're not going to get a stepladder. You're not going to do those things that, you know, because it's going to take an extra 15 minutes when you're trying to hurry and find something. Doesn't mean it works for every person. Everybody's different, but if I can get it out of the box or we can present it in a way that maybe is, you know, feasible for you to use if you have guests, company, whatever, then we do. And then, you know, in 6 months, if you realize, or a year, you say, you know what, I've never used this. Let me either give it to somebody who may want it or donate it or sell it, whatever, you know, we talk about. You know, I really try to make the environment comfortable. There's no judgment. I have no judgment when I go in. The first question people ask me when I see their house or their apartment or their office, is this the worst you've ever seen? And it's not. I mean, I've seen some pretty bad, you know, I've seen some pretty bad hoarder situations, like show hoarders. And, you know, but, you know, it does need some love. And that's what I'm there for. I don't judge. I don't look at you and say, wow, what did you do? What's going on? It's like life happens and times are very different. You know, both parents work. We have, you know, we're the Uber drivers to our kids' events and activities. So I don't judge. What I look at is the problem, the solution, how I can fix it, and how I can do it in a timely fashion and help you feel like you can breathe in that room. And then maybe move on to the next room on another visit or whatever. Once we select a room, you know, that's the focus, but every room is a puzzle. So you're going to find things in that room. Let's say the kitchen, let's say those junk drawers, you're going to find stuff in there that actually really goes in the garage, or it goes in the, you know, I've seen people with makeup in their junk drawers in their kitchen, and let's go put that back where it goes. Everything is a puzzle. So sometimes we get, you know, you're putting stuff in other rooms and then you see, oh my gosh, I don't even have anywhere to put that stuff, or that pile of papers on the kitchen table. You know, let's go through that, see what we want to keep. And then I give you solutions for that. Everybody has a pile in their kitchen, whether it's the dining table or it's on top of the counter. When the mail comes, we just throw it there. You would not be shocked. And you're not alone. You are not alone. I go to houses every single day, sometimes 7 days a week. I've seen it all. I deal with it all. And I'm very empathetic. And I try to make solutions so that when I leave your house, even if I can't, if I'm not there every day, I can't move in with you, which a lot of people ask me to do, you will have a place for it. And that's where my business, in its proper place, got its title. It always will have a place. And what you do with that place, I can't, you know, I can't be there all the time, but I promise you, you will have ease of mind and be able to take a couple deep breaths when I leave, and hopefully, you know, need me to help you again with the playroom or the closets or the garage or whatever it is, offices. So many people, so many emotions. There's a lot of anxiety. There's some people that are ADHD. There's some people that have, you know, depression, and that's how the houses got like that. And I listen and I empathize, and I know how to do tricks and little, you know, things that are very specific to those issues that we have, that kind of, you know, OCD, you know, all of the things that we see every day, just how to make your house work for you. It's not how it works for me. It's how it works for you. Another thing that people say, like, oh, I see this stuff on Pinterest. I see all these, you know, containers. Yes, containers are fantastic. If I could live in a world of containers, I would. But sometimes I like to help with the selection of certain things, because sometimes I feel that containers are a waste of money for the areas that we want to put them in, because we just want to keep putting stuff there instead of taking, you know, the time where I pull everything out and you don't even remember you had half this stuff. So that is just some of the little intro conversations we have daily, or every time I go into someone's house. It's, you know, they feel a lot better talking to me. A lot of people feel really comfortable with me walking the house before I even start, just to show me the big picture. And then I break it down into bite-sized pieces, because you've reached out to me because you've hit your threshold. Like with everything, we hit a threshold, whether it's a relationship or our weight or anything. You've hit a threshold. You need an extra set of hands. And that's what I am. And in some cases, after the purge, I really don't need you there anymore in terms of standing with me. But purging, obviously, it does. It brings a really great sense of relief. You can donate stuff that you're not using or give it to family that could use it. And it just feels good. And you know that you have stuff in your house that actually makes sense for you. Appliances, stuff we don't even use anymore. Like, it's just, let's give it to people who don't have anything. Especially now with the fires and all of that, it just means a lot when you just, you know, can give it to somebody who can actually use it, where it's just sitting there in your home. So with that being said, where to begin? I walk in, I then just start in a section. I take everything out of that section. I don't take the whole kitchen out. It's not on the floor. It's not everywhere, but it does get a little messy that first hour, because I'm kind of sorting and labeling, and I do all of those things. I sort, I label once we decide what we're keeping, what we don't need. You know, pantry stuff is pretty self-explanatory, but just really diving in. There's a lot of steps and moving parts, and it just kind of comes together. And a couple funny stories that I've had in the past, and I sometimes tell other clients this when they get a little nervous, is a lot of people feel like they tell me about everything. So for example, if we're in a closet and we're going to go through the closet, and they're going to tell me about the dress they wore in Mexico in 2011, right before they had kids and when they felt skinny and this and that. And it's great. And I listen to everything, right? And for a while, I didn't know. I was just thinking, you know, when I first started my business, for me, it's very easy just to be like, well, I don't use this anymore. I'll get rid of it. And obviously, I've had to understand people, their personalities, the emotional connections, the maybe physical connections to certain things, memories, you know, all of those things. But it's also a way for the person to purge it and say goodbye when they tell me the story about it. So one time I was with a new client and we were working in her closet, and I used her bed as kind of a staging area, and I just pulled out like a section and just laid it on the bed, and she kind of goes through, and I'm always constantly moving, so the ball is always rolling. And I was telling her, I'm like, listen, if you want to tell me about the shoes that you're getting rid of or the shirts or whatever. And she's like, people do that? And I'm like, oh yeah, all the time. And she's like, why? And I'm like, I don't know. Maybe they just feel like, you know, they want to tell me the story of the shoes they wore to this one wedding and they pinched their feet or whatever. And she's like, oh, wow, I didn't know that. And so cut to about a half hour later, she's sitting there telling me about this dress that was scratchy and itchy at a wedding, and, you know, all the things that we say. And all of a sudden she's like, oh, shit. I'm actually doing this. I'm actually telling you about this dress. I'm telling you the story. And I'm like, but you're going to part with it. And that's you kind of saying goodbye to it. And it's, you know, it's funny because I hear so many stories. And it makes me laugh because it's not a bad thing. It's great. Like, it's a purge for you. Like, and there's some people that some stuff they're like, I don't wear this, but I'm not ready. Okay. You're not ready. And then, you know, in another 6 months or a year, you say, you know what? I really, truly don't need this. But like I said, no judgment, just help and aid and guide you and be that extra set of hands that sometimes we just don't have. We have so many other things going on. And sometimes the organizing part of the day goes to the bottom of that to-do list. And pretty soon it's been a month, it's been 2 months. And, you know, you just, you're at wit's end. And then that's where I come in. And I love what I do. I did this in a retail environment. Pretty much what I mean by that is my background is visual presentation, merchandising, and space planning. So I would go in and just find solutions to retail stores for the space the company I was working for and the space that we had with the products that we had, etc. It's the same thing. And so some of these older houses, some of these smaller Burbank homes, I use that term because some of those homes in Burbank, the closet is one bar. You know, and then in some of these Calabasas homes, the closet's the size of some of these Burbank homes. So you have to make the most of the space you have. And I have solutions for that once I do a walkthrough and once we do a purge and I can say, hey, this is what I'm going to do. And, you know, obviously run it by everybody and involved. Or some people just don't care and want me to just make those decisions on my own. And I do just to maximize the space that we do have. And even people who have giant closets, they're still packed to the gills. They don't even know they have bags under the floor on the floor underneath their clothes, and they forget, like, oh yeah, I was looking for that, I bought that like a year ago. Like, I mean, it's like a new closet every time I leave. You know, you're getting out some of the stuff you didn't use, and you have a whole section of stuff you forgot you even bought and put it underneath, and it got lost under those long dresses. So there's so many different scenarios, there's so many different clients' personalities. I'm pretty calm. I'm pretty sarcastic. I try to, you know, like I said, I empathize with you, but I can go in and just dial it in and make decisions when you can't. And that's what kind of helps also, you know, bring some relief to the situation. So that is that area of my starting point. And that's kind of where we are. I just go in, I assess. Some people now, I used to do a lot more consultations, but with time and, you know, work and stuff, a lot of times I'll just have people zoom me, or they'll send me a video of the areas, and, you know, which is great too beforehand. So then I can have the supplies and stuff, you know, when I get there. Garages, sometimes they need shelving units, you know, in bedrooms, like maybe you need an extra dresser, you know, cause the space is limited. So, there's so many things. And if you are listening to this and you say, oh my gosh, she is speaking my language, like, please, you know, send a message, send a DM, you know, on my personal or business, social media, whatever. I love questions. I get them all the time. I actually have a sticker on the back of my window that has my business name in itsproperplace.com. You would be surprised how many people will like point to me to roll down my window if I'm at a stoplight and say like, oh my gosh, you do organizing, or I see them taking pictures of the sign and then they'll reach out to me like, I was driving on White Oak in Encino and I saw you in front of me. And it's like, please ask away. I love talking about it. I enjoy it. I could talk about it forever, really. Here's another fun thing I wanted to touch on. I know every episode I'm going to, you know, obviously talk about different organizing things and solutions and situations that we all see every single day. This to me is probably the biggest, the funniest, and also it really is true that opposites sometimes attract each other, because my husband, who I've been with for 12 years, I've been married to for 6 years, and I've known him since fourth grade. I say has hoarder tendencies. I wouldn't say he's a hoarder in terms of you can walk. There's certain areas he doesn't want me to touch, like the garage. He doesn't want me. We have an extra room that's kind of his collectible room, whatever that means. Collectibles to me is junk. That's my word for it. I see situations where it's not always the husband is the neatest one. Sometimes the husband will be like, oh, it's my wife. She's, you know, Sally. Sally's the one that she can't get rid of anything. And then if I'm in the garage, let's say I'm working on the garage, and actually 85% of the stuff is his. And it's like memories and baseball cards. And then he was into football cards. And then he decided to collect, you know, since he was 10, you know, he was doing magazines and this and that, you know, whatever. And I'm like, well, to be honest with you, like 80% of this garage is yours. So, I mean, we can work on your wife's stuff, or did you want to look at this stuff? And he's like, oh, wow. Yeah. Well, you know, maybe I'll just go and do that, you know, on my own. But you'll never admit that Sally, if it was Sally, was the problem in the garage. It really wasn't her. But it's funny because the husband 95% of the time will say it's the wife. And yeah, the wife sometimes has stuff, and you know, she finds a little bit more emotion in like the kids stuff maybe. But it actually is kind of more of the husband's. And I love my husband. I love David. I love him. He is the sweetest, nicest guy. I mean, we laugh every single day, but I got to tell you, when I walk in that garage, I just want to die, poke my eyes out and run myself over. And I know I am not alone on this, because men will just be like, I'll deal with it. And I'm like, dude, this garage has looked like this for over 4 years. Like, are you dealing with it before like the stuff turns to dust? Oh, and the best part to this story is in the garage, every single holiday thing I own is in a bin. It's labeled. It's this with a P-touch with the this. It's all matching bins on the shelves. And then all the shit everywhere else is his. And one day we were arguing about the garage and he's like, oh, what about this side of the garage? This is all you. And I'm like, oh, you mean the holiday decorations for our family that we all enjoy during the holidays that are labeled in a bin, so you know what it is? And he's like, yeah, that. And I'm like, oh, okay. What do you want me to do with that? You want me to put it in extra bins, more bins, more colorful bins? What do you want me to do? And he doesn't say anything because, well, let's be honest, he is a little bit wrong when he said all of that was mine. I'm like, that's the family's. I have two memory bins. Two. One of them is yearbooks and one of them is my daughter's baby clothes that I will absolutely never get rid of because she's my little smoofy and I love her. So that is a story that I see all the time. I have also seen mega fights. Husbands and wives literally fighting to the death about stuff. What to do with it? Who's getting rid of it? Why you don't get rid of something? And then the husband doesn't want to get rid of his tools because he has 775 hammers and he's not even handy That's the best part, is when there's 775 of every tool and he actually hires someone to do all the stuff. I'm like, maybe just scale it down to two and give them to, you know, sell them, do something. My husband is a generational tool hoarder because my husband has his own business and it's vending repairs, vending machines, all tool stuff. His grandfather also was in that industry as well as other stuff. And his dad is the one who started the family business and bought all his other stuff. So imagine 7 trillion of everything. And then keeping like old coffee cans or old peanut containers from Costco to put your screws in, not counting the 2 zillion billion trillion that are already there. And then saying, I have messes on the counter. I'm like, okay, well, that's like our daughter's schoolwork and like her lunch bag. I don't really count that as a mess, but hey, we will not argue. We will pick our battles, tomato, tomato, whatever. I'm sure you guys are not alone in this because it actually is kind of funny how opposites do attract. I've only been to a couple houses where I can truly say both were the same. Both were equally messy. Equally messy, equally unorganized, equally have a hard time, you know, parting with stuff, having a hard time with the emotional ties. Or maybe the wife would be like, here is, oh, I'm ready to get rid of this. And he'll be like, oh, no, absolutely not. So there's moments like that. Or there's some that are actually really nice, like really both fairly organized. I mean, organizing is, you know, pretty big spectrum of what you consider organized. It's not going to look like Pinterest every day. And that's not a reality unless you literally don't touch anything and you don't live at the house. You just come and take a picture at the house. So I try to make your home a reality for you. Yeah, you're going to have a cleaned off counter when I leave. Sure. But that's not the reality. When you come home and the kids throw their backpacks on the ground, or they, you know, you have a hook for their backpack, but they can't quite make the hook, or their shoes are just right in the middle of the floor because that's where they wanted to put them. We see that all the time, and that's actually the reality. But back to the husband and wife, that if they're both super neat, but they just, you know, need some help with space and like what to do, because maybe they're going to start decorating and they wanted to see like, I want my house to look organized. So then when I buy stuff, I don't feel like I'm just, you know, buying stuff that isn't beneficial for storage or whatever. But I do laugh. I've literally seen, I saw a husband and wife fight and it was so uncomfortable. And I will tell you, the end result of that was about 3 months later, I was helping them for about 3 months and they were doing a remodel on their house. And there was this big fight about you have too much stuff and then you have too much stuff. And there was this thing. And I found out like 3 months later, they actually got a divorce. They actually filed for divorce. And I will not tell a lie. I felt it in their argument that day. I've seen people argue and it's fine. You walk away, no big deal. Or the little comments, the little snickers, the husband always has to get a little dig or whatever. And it's fine. I mean, whatever. But yeah, it's just so interesting. But we love our husbands. We love our spouses. If it's the wife, we love our wife, whatever, whatever. We love everybody. And you pick your battles and you just say, sometimes it's nice to have somebody with fresh eyes come in and just kind of get you back on track. Another funny story about that is about the husbands and wives situation is David, my husband, will tell me how there's just too much stuff, right? There's just, you know, our daughter, she has a million things and she's a little spoiled and she gets a lot of stuff and she just had a birthday. And so, of course, there's 9 trillion more presents and 75 more Barbie shoes and just whatever. But then if he has her for the day, maybe I'm working and I come home, oh, they ran to Target or they went to Five Below or they went to wherever. And then there's more stuff. And I'm like, well, hold on a second. You just had a conversation about how Charlotte has so much stuff. She has so much stuff. She doesn't need any more stuff. It's everywhere. And then you just bought her 2 more Barbie things and not small Barbies, like the whole kit with the crib and the shoes and the babies and the puppies. And I just have to laugh and say, all right, I'm going to accept it. And I love you. And I love you. And that's all. So smile, love your husbands, love your wives. It's all fine. It's great. But you're not alone. Again, the bottom line to this story is you are not alone. We see it. I deal with it. We all see it. We have it. there's no perfect home, there's no perfect organizing, but I'm here to help. I am an extra set of hands, and I will make you laugh at some point when I'm visiting you, because sometimes stuff is just funny and you just have to freaking laugh. And you know what? Next time I might actually even tell a couple funny stories that have happened while I've been at people's houses that were, you know, awkward and funny and just hilarious. So we'll see. We'll see if that may be this next episode. It'll definitely be one of the episodes of just humor and fun and just lightheartedness. This isn't brain surgery, but it does make your life easier, and it does help you to feel like you can walk in your home and be maybe not embarrassed, you know, to have people over because your house is just a mess. Or a lot of times we have that little bit of space in a closet and you have people coming over, you just shove that shit in the thing and close the door, and then you never touch it again. And then when you open it, it's like, you know, a jack in the box, and it hits you in the face and you're like, oh, that's where that stuff was. So I try to help you with that as well. So thank you all for listening. Next week, we will touch on the big reveal of my husband on Valentine's Day about my name change. And that's something I'm very excited. It means a lot to me, and I think it'll mean a lot to him. And I want to share that because I am just unpacking my life with you as well on this podcast. And if you ever want to reach out or you have questions, please find me on social media or leave me a message on social media. And I look forward to talking to you again next week. Thank you. That's a wrap on today's episode of Unpacking with Jennifer. I hope you're walking away with a little inspiration and a few practical tips to make life at home just a little bit easier. If you love today's episode, be sure to subscribe so you never miss a new one. And if you found it helpful, I love if you left a quick review. It helps more moms like us find the show. Let's keep the conversation going. You can find me on social media at Jennifer_Satel for more organizing tips, behind the scenes moments, and a whole lot of real life. Until next time, take a deep breath, give yourself some grace, and keep unpacking what matters most.